Well, we made it to class number 7. This is our Summer Soul Radiant Success course. It is our class number 7, dated August 24th, 2016. So let's go ahead and make sure that you are in the Facebook group. And there is a new handout waiting for you there. You also would have received it via email. Do you all see that in the Facebook group, the new handout?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Okay, so if you haven't already, you might want to go ahead and open that up, print it out if you can, and then as soon as you do that, we're going to go ahead and do the soul alignment energy management, and we'll begin with our content. So I'll be quiet while you do your energy alignment, and let me know that you're ready by saying ready. And just go ahead and take your time. So in the alignment, the full sequence is to ground and clear, to state your protection prayer, to call your soul home, to get into the center of your head, and then to activate the transmissions of grace. When you've done all of that to your satisfaction, then let me know.
Ready.
Thank you. Barb, how are you doing?
I'm just about there.
Okay, good. Take your time. Perfect. Okay, so without going into a lot of detail, please describe how you feel now that you did that soul alignment sequence compared to how you were before you got on the call. So whoever would like to go first.
Well, I'm much more ready to be part of the call. I was being kind of frantic and all over the place and frustrated with some things, and so I'm more centered. I'm in a better place now to listen and absorb and act.
Beautiful. And you do, you feel and you sound very centered, very grounded. Beautiful. How about you, Mary dear?
Well, I took 15 minutes before I got on the call to sit and breathe in what we were going to experience, and just going through that, what is my next thought going to be, and being present. And so getting on the call, it was being aware of, yes, we're here, and my guides are with me, and I'm just open to the next experience.
Beautiful. And so was there any difference between how you prepared yourself prior to the call, those few minutes before the call, and then this guided structure that I asked you to do on the call? Any change there?
The change was the strengthening in my awareness of my guides being with me. I mean, before the call, I knew that they were, that I was being supported, but it wasn't as deep and rich as right now after I brought my soul in and had and experienced my golden light.
Beautiful. So all of this gives the two of you real proof that this is real. Would you agree with me?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Because the importance of you having proof that this is not airy-fairy, that this is a very definite reality that you are molding, directing, and experiencing, that is going to absolutely fuel your confidence in the world, your leadership in the world. I don't care if you're on a stage or if you're in somebody's living room at Thanksgiving. You know, it is a purposeful sense of your own sovereignty. Does that make sense to both of you?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and again, to repeat, that's what I'm all about, is to cultivate the light leader that is in you, especially, again, my focus is these elections and what we as high consciousness beings can do in our own backyard kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to jump into the purpose of this course. The purpose of this course is to increase your confidence in building a life of meaning and fulfillment by enhancing your conscious access to your spiritual power. We are doing this by deliberately nurturing and activating your spiritual power success toolkit of your spiritual power success essentials of intuition, psychic development, energy healing management, and deeper clarity about your soul purpose. With this confidence and skill, you can better design your outer world to be the lifestyle that you long to live as created consciously with your spiritual power essentials of psychic intuition, energy management, and soul purpose clarity. And all of this is to more deeply embody and understand your personal soul purpose mission to live a fulfilling life for your personal journey and to contribute to other people in big enough ways that light your fire, that motivate you, and are playing big enough to keep you interested so that you are playing a big enough game. The spirit guides, your soul, your personal power, your sovereignty, creator being that you are, all of these become the power that you turn to as a human being to create the life that you want. So take a deep breath and just let that all settle in. Good. Okay. Do all of you have access to that handout where it's easy for you to refer to?
Email number two? Yes.
Yes, number two, part two. Is that what you're going to say?
Yes.
Okay, great. All righty. So the first thing that we're going to do right now is to take a look at the fact that I have, well, you don't have to look at this, just know about it, is that on your download and replay webpage, I have added the edited presentation of each of your presentations so that you can download just your presentation to your computer. And it's going to be under class number four. So you'll see the hyperlink for my feedback to your presentation, and you'll also see the hyperlink to download your presentation. And I would recommend that you do that, you download that, because we're going to talk later on how you can use that link to be part of this marketing funnel that we're going to be discussing. Now, as far, does anybody have any questions about that? Do you like that idea?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. How about you, Mary? Are you still there, hon?
Yeah. I was just, so to be clear, our presentations are on the special class page that you set up, and your comments are there.
Okay. Right. Now, you already had seen the link that led to my comments, because you already listened to those, right?
Right.
So it's in that same place?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, regarding your articles and blogs, I absolutely am going to give you feedback on that by tomorrow. Thank you so much for your patience. We'll send out an email as soon as I get that done. It will get done by tomorrow. And I have a request of you, and that is to please, let's take a look at the Facebook group page. I created a special thread that's a little further down that says, welcome to my blog. Do you see that one? It's about the third post down.
Yes.
Okay, would you please, all both of you, I don't know where Steve is, would you please put the link to your blog article in that thread so I can easily find it?
Okay.
All right, so that's that. And that's it for those announcements. Now, as far as what we're going to do for homework between this class and next class, so you can, again, just keep your energy going in the direction of where we're headed, is you're going to do an email campaign to your list using all the components that you've been working on. And you're going to go live. And I hope you will do this. You know? So what that means is, and we're going to go over this in the handout. I obviously would never give you something where you don't have the tools you need to carry it out. You're going to have the link to your web pages where they will see your video. They will click through to get your free gift. They'll have the opportunity, the invitation, to have a strategy session with you. And I'm going to suggest that you include another free gift that they get when they schedule that strategy session with you, which could be this article blog that you wrote. So you would either direct them to click through once they have set their appointment with you to your blog, or you could just make it a PDF where they download it. I would recommend that you direct them to your blog because that's going to get them familiar with more of what you do. I'll just leave that up to you to what's easiest for you to do. So the funnel, the train track, so to speak, is you have your initial opt-in page with the invitation that they get this free gift, as well as to have a strategy session with you. That's where you can also have your video. I really do want you to have your video. And Barb, you know, if you don't like the lighting, I would do it anyway. Mary, did you think that her lighting was okay?
Well, it could have been brighter, but it's not that she was backlit so that we couldn't tell it was who she was. So,
yeah. And also, I have to tell you, it added a mood. To me, it kind of worked.
Yes. Yes.
It kind of worked because, you know, you had created this eccentric doctor-ish persona, you know?
Thanks to Mary.
What?
That was thanks to Mary.
Okay. Yes, Mary. Brilliant, girl. Just brilliant. And so that lighting kind of makes it that much more in somebody's back room somewhere. I just think it's workable, personally speaking. I think it's workable. Okay, so the steps are you've got the opt-in page with the video inviting the person to claim the free gift and to have a session with you. With that, you could say, still on that same opt-in page, the singular opt-in page, that once they have the session with you, they sign up for the session with you, is what I meant to say, they will get an additional free gift. And this free gift could be, as I mentioned, the article or the blog. And also, if you're up for it, to include the presentation replay of the presentation that I made available for you. And if you need to edit it a little bit, then we can have we can find a private session time where I can quickly do it for you, or you can do it yourself. So I would urge you both to listen to your presentation and see if you're okay with it just as it is. If you're not, and you don't have, like, Mary has Audacity, the software that I use to edit an MP3, and you could get that too, Barb, and Mary can tell you how to do that if you want to do that by talking with each other, or I can quickly do it for you as part of a private session, and it wouldn't take me long to do it all. So that's something that you can do to make it that much more inviting that they schedule an appointment with you. So the playing out of the web pages as they get redirected from one step to the other would be all of that is still on the opt-in page, telling them what's going on the opt-in page. So they opt in, and they're taken to the next page where either you're going to tell them that they're going to receive this free report into their email box, or you have it right there on a delivery page where they just download it from a delivery page, or they have both.
Okay.
Now, you, Barb, your free gift was that they have this session with you, right? You didn't have a free report. Is that right?
Well, that's true. I do have a, but I do have a free report.
Right, but in our course, that's where you focused, was that your free gift was to have this evaluation test session with you, right?
Right, right.
Okay, but you can. I know where you were going. You can do both the way Mary has it. And the way that I'm suggesting is that you've got the free gift of the report and the invitation to have a session with you. And all I'm saying is that you're going to add the video, which you didn't have necessarily before.
Right.
And then that's your initial page. That's the initial landing page. And then they get redirected to the delivery page. The delivery page would be where they get the report. Now, as far as signing up with you to have a free session, I would suggest that both of you have a repeat of the invitation to have a free session with you also on the delivery page. So it's in two places. Mary has it all on one page. I can't tell with you, Barb, because your calendar still isn't working, you know? So you have to futz around with that and get somebody to help you with that.
Okay.
Now, the overall funnel is therefore two main events, two main tasks. And I know I'm repeating myself, but I want you to get the flow of this. They come to the landing page, the lead magnet is there. They go ahead and they opt in, and on that same page they are seeing that they have a chance to talk to you. And if they do schedule, they get even more educational marketing from you, which is an article and, if you want to, an audio of your presentation. So they then go ahead and they opt in, and then they're brought to the next page. The next page is where you are presenting your free report to be downloaded, or you're telling them that it's coming in their email box to look for it. And then again, you're having the invitation, the exact same information that you had from the first page is a copy and paste onto this delivery page, inviting them to have a session with you. And once they schedule the session, they will also get this audio file and another article. Okay, so does that make sense, everybody?
Yes.
So
Mary?
So all in
that handout, yeah.
This is all in the same email.
Well, we're not talking about an email right now. We're talking, we haven't talked email yet. We're talking about, I didn't say anything about an email yet. We're just reviewing the marketing web components that I talked about before. Okay?
Okay.
So think about what I just said, Mary, and see if there's anything else that you want to ask me, or if that's clear.
No, it's clear.
Okay, good. Barb, is it clear for you?
I believe so. I think we're talking about three screens. The landing opt-in, you can talk to me, and then you will get more, and then you go to where you actually do your email sign up. And then when they get the freebie that had been promised, and repeat the invitation to have a session, and that when they do, they'll get an additional gift.
Right. You could say it that way. That's absolutely right. It's three screens. You're going from one delivery page to the next to the next. Does that make sense to you, Mary?
Well, when I created my opt-in box, I immediately have them getting my Schedulosity link. So there isn't, I would have to do something different, I think. That's a landing page.
Let me go to your page. Okay, so here you have, Barb, why don't you go ahead and click on the link for Mary's page. It says yourwritingmentor.com/landing/story-video. Do you see that link for her page, Barb?
Is that,
I'm here too.
Can I find that?
Oh, thank God. Steve's here. Yay. Okay. So Steve, while we're doing this, why don't you go ahead and get yourself aligned? What we did was the sequence that we've been doing, which is the grounding and clearing, the protection prayer,
yes,
call your soul home, center of head, and activate the transmissions of grace. And I'll come back to you a little later on. Okay, so you clear what to do, Steve, right now?
I am, thank you.
And also to please get into the Facebook group and to please open up the new handout that you'll see if you scroll down a couple of posts, you'll see where you can open it up. Thank you.
I've already got that already.
Okay, great. Thanks. Perfect. So do you see the link to her page, Barb?
Yes, and I'm there. I have a very slow connection today. So.
Okay, so we've got Mary's video that is talking about having people opt in for her journal.
Right.
What are they opting in for, Mary?
To
schedule with you.
A discovery session, yes.
Okay, that's right. Okay, so they're not opting in for your lead magnet. They're opting in to have a strategy session with you. So it's a little reversed, which is fine, you know. So what you might do is, let's see, what could you do with this? You could use this layout and embed the audio of your presentation, because that makes it more inviting for people to want to have a strategy session with you. You know what I mean?
I have the video up here. What do you mean embed the audio? You mean transcribe?
Well, I don't mean transcribe. I mean you'd have both if you wanted to. Yes, you've got the video. And since you're invitation is to have a strategy session with you. You could either embed the URL for the presentation right here on this page, so they're going to get a video of you, and they're also getting a straight audio of you with that presentation, all having to do because your presentation is inviting them to have a strategy session with you as well, right?
Yes.
So you would do both if you wanted to, If you don't want to, that's fine.
Mary, if you When you sign up, your name, your email, your phone number, and you'll receive information to schedule your complimentary Discover Your Story Worth Writing strategy session. What is it that comes back to them?
It takes them to my scheduling calendar.
Okay, gotcha.
So I think for you, Mary, if I follow along with what I've been saying before, you could say that once they schedule the appointment with you, there's another gift, which would be a copy of your presentation as well as another article. Or you could give them both the presentation on this page even before they opt in, if they wanted to. It's up to you because your theme is consistent. You know, it would be different if it was another kind of presentation that you were giving. But since your presentation was inviting them to have a strategy session with you, which was what the instructions were for all of you, in one way or another, was to make the presentation content geared towards inviting them to want to talk further with you, right?
Yes.
So tell me your thoughts, Mary, because I don't want to confuse you. I just want you to have as much educational-based marketing, all of you, to have as much educational-based marketing with this one funnel as possible. So just tell me your thoughts, Mary.
Well, no, I have to, once they sign up for the discovery session, I need to figure out how to also get them the second gift to deepen their story worth writing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it may be something that can be triggered from the
scheduling.
Yeah.
I don't think it can. I think that what you would have to do is set up an autoresponder because I don't think Schedulicity, I'm pretty sure Schedulicity doesn't have any kind of system where you're able to go and launch an email from there. There may be some scheduling things that do that. Maybe there's a way that you can add in the notes section where anybody who sets up an appointment with you automatically gets access to that presentation. You know, there's a notes section in Schedulicity where it's like when people, so it's like with me on my notes section, I include the bridge line for people to call in for their session. So there is a section in there where you could include a link. And we're going to get to this next, is that it would also be mentioned in an email as well.
Yes.
So everybody, the idea is, and how about you, Barb, are you following along with how you could use this with your system?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, so let me just check in with Steve here. Steve, did you do your full soul alignment preparation?
I did about, I didn't do the center of head. I didn't do the cleaning.
Okay, take it from the start because I can already feel your energy. So just go ahead and do it if you want to put us on mute, if you want to put the phone away from your ear so you're not distracted. Please.
I don't know if it's going to do any good tonight. I don't know if it's going to do any good. I'll try it. Okay.
Go ahead and just get into the alignment as best you can. I'm just glad that you're here and that you made it. Okay. So, when you come back, Steve, just say, I'm here. So I can sort of customize things somewhat to catch you up. Okay, so where we're at now is you have the general idea of those technical pieces minus the emails. So why don't both of you, Mary and Barb, tell me in your own words what you understand the funnel is so far, and then we're going to go to that handout and we're going to add the email piece to it. Who wants to go first?
So the funnel is something that attracts the attention of those who are looking for what we have, or whether they know it or not, and give them a reason to connect with us, and offering a free opportunity and also something tangible that they will find useful and get them on our list.
Right, and what else?
And scheduling time to talk one-on-one.
Right, and then with that, what else?
Always having the next level to go deeper with them.
Which would just be either a link to that presentation with that article or one or the other by itself, so that they keep getting another. Because my goal is for you all to use what we created in this course. We created a video, we created an article, we created an opt-in funnel, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you got it, Mary?
Yes.
Okay, great. And so I would check out with Schedulicity how you could add that in if you want to. You know, if you want to. I thought your presentation was great, so I think it's good enough just the way it is, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, how about you, Barb? Tell me what you believe the funnel is.
What this is all about and why it's important and what's in it for them.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm not there yet. I'm talking about just the technical components, you know, the same question that I asked Mary.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have the oral presentation that can be an additional gift. I have the initial video.
Tell it to me in the order.
Okay, let's see. They have the video.
They come to an initial landing page.
Right.
Okay, great. So start from there.
Yes, they get to a landing page where they see the video with the invitation to have a session with me, and that they will then get another gift. They then go ahead and opt in. And this is where they would get delivery and to repeat the invitation to have a session. Now, since my initial freebie is a session, in a way, it's very similar to Mary in that...
It's exactly the way it is. It's exactly because that was the homework I gave you all.
So, so that invitation in the video was for a, I don't know, 15-minute health screening. Which is not in as much depth as a strategy session would be, although it could get pretty close if I'm not careful. And so then, once they have signed up for the session, then they'll get an additional gift. Which could be the oral presentation and or the blog post. And I have to be careful because they might decide that if the additional gift, if I decide that the additional gift were to be my free report, they might not bother to come to the strategy session.
Okay, so then don't give them that free report.
Right. Right, right.
Then don't do it. How about the article that you wrote? Since I didn't read anybody's articles yet, how about the article that you wrote?
Well, yes, it takes a little bit different tack. The oral presentation and the video are sort of the be healthy approach. And then the article was more of a protect your gold mine approach.
Good. So that would be that would. Excuse me for interrupting. It's just for the sake of time. Yeah, that would be the way to go. Is that you've got your initial initial video, which is inviting them to book this time with you, and you tell them that if they do book this time with you, they get these added bonuses. They get a presentation, an oral presentation of a public speaking event, which it was. You know, you did. You were giving a public speaking event to all of us. So as a thank you for having me have the chance to meet you on the phone in a wellness assessment session, you will get a 20-minute audio presentation on copywriting, the importance of copywriting, or however you want to word it, Barb, as well as an article on blah, blah, blah. That would be how your funnel would go, you see?
Okay.
Does that make sense? And if you all, once you get started on this and if you have questions, you know, by all means, just ask me in the Facebook group, and I'll take care of it with you. I just posted my delivery page so that you can all click on that. Why don't you all click on that right now? Do you see it? It's right underneath the pinned post one.
I don't see it.
Well, you have to scroll down, Steve. You have trouble with it loading, I think, maybe, because we had this last time. Everybody else, do you see the link that I just posted that's right under our pinned post that says entrepreneursoulcoach.com/welcome-thank-you-html?
Yeah, I'm having a slow load also.
How about you, Mary? Do you see it, Mary? Mary.
She must be on mute.
Yeah. Did yours load?
It's refreshing my page. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mary. Barb, do you see it now?
I'm still in a stuck position, but I...
Okay, forget it. It doesn't matter. But in any case, on your own time, you can go to that link. And you too, Steve, because this will customize all of this for you, given that you don't want to do a web page at this point. What you're going to see? Does anybody have my page up yet? Has anybody's computer loaded it up yet?
Yes.
Okay, great. How about you, Barb? You still in limbo?
I'm still in limbo. Yeah.
Okay, Steve, did you find the link to click on?
No, it's your webpage. I'll just go to your webpage.
Okay, so The webpage you want to go to, Steve, is after the entrepreneursoulcoach.com, you do a /, and then type in the word welcome with a capital W, dash thank with a capital T, dash U with a capital Y, dot HTML. Okay, so Mary, what you see, and Bob and Steve, when you get there, what you'll see is that my banner has my opt-in information for my free gifts that appears on all of my web pages. So that's just, you know, the way I did it. And when a person fills that box out, they then get directed to what you're looking at here, the welcome-thank-you- .html. Everybody see that? Yes. And so that video is really old. At some point I might change it, but I like myself with short hair. So here I've described somewhat what I think. It's been a while since I've seen it, but essentially what you've got there is me welcoming them so that they know that they've come to the gift page. And then I've got my report and an audio and the invitation for them to talk to me. And that's all on this page here. Now, part of my free gifts included an opportunity for them to talk to me. So it's all laid out there, similar to what you did with your funnel. It was this is what I do, and if this is important to you, let's have a talk. And if you have sign up to have a session with me to thank you for the opportunity to get to know you and to step into your world, I have even more for you. I've got a 20-minute public speaking presentation that I gave on the details of X, Y, and Z, as well as an article that will help you deepen your information about 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, that's essentially it, right? Everybody?
Right.
Yep, I see it.
So yes. do you feel the flow of that?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah.
It is cool. It's pretty involved.
Yeah. I mean, so this is a funnel in terms of the web pieces. Okay, now what I'd like you all to do is to pull out your basic marketing funnel part 2 handout and go to page 2.
Got it.
Great. And what I have here is, you know, this is all very basic, but it's used. It is used and it's effective. So your email number 1 is the one where you're going to be inviting them to do everything that we just talked about. But you don't want it. You have to say something to them before you invite them to opt in to have a session with you or to opt in to get your free report. And so you want to, number 1, address their pain. And we've discussed this in our private sessions as well as in this course. And I gave some examples there. You want to just let them know that you've got challenges, and let's find out what those challenges are. So you want to perhaps go ahead and ask them questions that's going to have them think about what you believe would be the pain and the challenges and the concerns for which you are the problem, with which you have a problem solution, is what I meant to say. These are things that could really be keeping them up at night, you know, things that they worry about. I don't do that much now in my own personal life, but there have been times where I would be unable to go to sleep at night because things were worrying me. So I know what that's like. And the other, I'm still on step 1 of email number 1. So in this first part of the email, you would be talking about the circumstance, the life experience, the inner or outer life reality that they secretly would like to have, but they don't have it now. So you'd want to somehow write copy that talks about those kinds of things. Do you see what I'm saying in step number one?
Yes.
I do.
Yes.
Great. Then you want to stir it up a little bit more. And some people, you know, use fear. I don't know if that's necessarily what you're doing. I think you're just saying it like it is, you know. You're telling the truth that if you don't do this and life continues as it is, this is going to happen, right? I don't know if that's playing with negativity. I think it's stating the facts. So you're wanting to agitate their pain by imagining the kinds of scenarios that they are currently living or that they might find themselves in if things don't improve. That could be uncomfortable or stressful or downright disturbing. So that's what the agitate their pain section is about. Everybody with me so far?
Yes.
Yes.
And then you come to the rescue. Ta-da! Step three, your invitation. And this is where you present your offer. And your offer could be any of the following, all of which we've covered except for the paid one. But I wanted you to have a blueprint, a roadmap for when things start rolling. And, you know, we could talk about that when the time comes. So this is where you would say that you're inviting them to a conversation. And what you would do here, now, Steve, I'll talk to you in a minute about what you can do with this. What you would do here is include a screenshot of your video capture that people would click on that would take them to your web page funnel sequence. So you would embed a graphic into your email where you tell them to click on the graphic and it'll take them to your web page. And still in the email, you would state that I'm inviting you to have a conversation with me and say something about the importance of the conversation that goes back to the pain and the agitating their pain so that they can see where what they started to feel a little uncomfortable about just reading the first part of your email, that this invitation to talk to you is going to make that easier in their life, could even solve it in their life. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, Sasha, when you say include the graphic, does that really just mean the email address when they click it? It's going to take them, the website address, and they'll take it. It'll take them. Is that what you mean by the graphic?
Well, the graphic would be you taking a screenshot of some part of your video. It's like, let's go back to my welcome page. Are all of you able to look at the welcome page that we just looked at?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, actually, even better, just go back to my main domain name. Just erase the welcomethankyou.html and let's just go to entrepreneursoulcoach.com, okay? Everybody there?
I'm there.
Okay. Yes. So this could be a screenshot. This is a screenshot of my new video. It's a graphic. Actually, it's not. It's an embedded thing, but it could be. It could be a graphic, and all I would say is I would write underneath the graphic, click on graphic to launch the video message. But a graphic would look like this, Steve. This could easily be a screenshot of one isolated capture from my video.
Okay.
Is everybody with me? Is this making sense? Have I lost anybody?
No, that makes sense.
No, I got it. And it might be easier for Steve to think about on YouTube you can go and just save one
thumbnail
piece. A thumbnail. Thank you. A thumbnail.
Oh. All right. Good. Thank you.
Great. Thanks. Good question, Steve. However, that thumbnail, like you said, Steve, what you're going to do is to have them click on that, or in your case, Steve, we all can also include the URL to that web page where they just click on that. So you have two options to redirect them to your funnel. You have the option of having them just click on the graphic, where you tell them click on the graphic to launch the video message, or click on the graphic to receive your free gift. And when they click on that graphic, they go to your first page of the funnel. Or you could include the graphic, because it's nice to have graphics, but underneath that they also would have a hyperlink, which would be the website address to get to your first page of your funnel. Is everybody with me?
I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
And is this making sense on the handout as well, for where we are at step number 3 of the email?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Mary? Okay.
Yes.
So in this part of the email is your clear invitation. It is your call to action, where you're telling them to get your free gift, click here. And when you go to that page, what you're going to have is a video presentation of the importance of this gift and the opportunity to talk with me. And as soon as you schedule your appointment with me to have a chat, you'll get another bonus gift, which will deepen your awareness of X, Y, and Z, and 1, 2, 3. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
I do.
Because what you're seeing in step number 3 in the your invitation, that fourth bullet, you're inviting them to attend an online or an in-person event. That could mean a teleseminar or a webinar, but in our case, the invitation is for them to click to get your access, to access your free gift, and it happens to be taking them to an online page. That's all I meant by online event. I hope I didn't confuse anybody there.
No, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now that third bullet, purchase something, some of you may have noticed that there are these funnels that are out now where a person, and I'm going to be creating one soon, where people can get something for $7 that's really attractive. You know, it's a video series or it's a video and an ebook. But as soon as they go and they pay their $7, it immediately takes them to the delivery page where they get that video series and so on. But trust me, there is another offer right around the corner.
Right.
That's more like a $97 or a $47 or a $27 product. Has anybody seen one of those?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
How about you, Steve? Have you seen one of those?
Yeah, I've seen them for sure.
Okay, so I'm giving you the basic start funnel here. But I put that in there so that you know that in that invitation segment of that email is where you could also insert something if you wanted them to buy it that's low cost. Okay, everybody with me?
Yep.
Yes.
Now, in terms of step number 3, where I'm telling you to be clear about answering those questions, you know that we went over these questions in our last class, right? What is it? What is it about? What's in it for them? Remember that?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. So when you are describing the gift, you have to be really clear. What is it? So I'm going to go around the room with each of you in just a minute. I'm going to give you some time to think about this so you can practice and I can coach you on your putting into words what it is that you're offering, what's it about, and what's in it for them. Okay. Then step number four is the bio. And I thought I would put Mary on the, give her the microphone here because this is one of her expertises, is what do you feel should be the components of a bio, my Mary darling?
The components of a bio is for you to convey your passion and let people see who you are and why you are the person that they need to help them with what they're struggling with. So you share your path and you tell a story about your awakening to this is what happened to me, this is how I got through it, and this is how I can help you. So that they know, like, and trust you because you're sharing something that's authentically you. You might want to include a success story from someone that you've worked with or your history in that people will relate to, not a resume kind of thing, but what you've seen in the industry and why you are still in the industry or why you left that industry and what you're doing now. The key is to make you stand out as somebody that they can relate to, that you understand what they're going through, and that you're on the other side and can guide them there. So it reads like a story. It's not bullet points.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you so much. I didn't warn Mary that I was going to call on her. I just knew that she would be happy that I did.
Yes.
Okay. And then pretty much I said things just differently worded, but very much in alignment with Mary, with what Mary just said. So between what Mary offered, and thank you for all that, and what I wrote, this is very clear what you need in a bio. Okay? All right, any questions about any of that before we go to the next page, which is the last page?
No.
We're all on the same page, and we're all understanding what's going on here?
Yes.
Okay, now let's go to page four of that handout. And then after we finish with this handout, we'll go around the room on those three marketing questions. So what I have here on the last page is this, are the technical things that you need. And essentially what you got here is you need a website, you need videos, you need a free gift, you need a delivery system, which would be an email and or another web page that is where the person accesses your free gift, and the email system to collect these people's contact information to build your list and for you to stay in touch with them in a follow-up type of sequencing. Now, if you're selling a product or a service, then you need a shopping cart. You need some way for people to plug in their credit card information so that it's automated. You need an email system to generate autoresponders once somebody signs up for anything so that there is a acknowledgement and a confirmation that the action that they took really did happen, you know?
Yeah.
So number seven, where it says email system would be required to generate autoresponders, that is to deliver the free gift, even though you will also have a web page that they can download it from or click on to get it. And also the email system is for you to keep your relationship nurtured, especially if you want to be using your list to sell stuff, because it's essential for them to have you on top of mind. I'm sure all of you have heard that expression, which is why if we go back to point number 2 on this page, video presentations should appear as often as possible in all stages of the funnel, is because it just gives them another sensory track to get to know you. And that's important, that these experiences of people knowing what you do, what you're all about, is multisensory, where they can hear it, where they can see it. They can't feel it, but at least they can hear it and see it as opposed to just see it. And you also need an online scheduling tool. All of the things that we've already covered. So is everybody clear about this handout, what it says, and how you can use it as a reference resource document?
Definitely.
Yes. Yes.
Do you like it?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
How about you, Mary? Do you like this?
Oh, yes, I agree with all of it. I would put a caveat into number 7, that once a month is acceptable. I think that if you don't do once a week, you should try for twice a month.
Okay.
Because it is true.
Yeah. Yeah. The once a month is really for people who don't want to particularly sell anything. It's more like a resource, suggestions, tips, but I don't really want anything from you in return. That's what the once a month version is. But if somebody wants, yeah, but thank you for saying that. If somebody wants to do any kind of call to action, then once a week is really, I think, mandatory. And then every other week is okay. So thank you for offering that as an option. That was my mindset in choosing the once a week versus the once a month kind of thing. Okay, good.
And what we're talking about here is basically just a commercial, a different commercial once a week, like an e-commercial.
No, it wouldn't necessarily be a commercial. That's a really good point you're making. A commercial could be too much of, I want something from you, I want something from you, I want something from you. So, you know, do this for me, do that for me. What you want to do in these emails, I have it here somewhere in what I wrote, is to look at bullet point number 3 underneath email number 2. Continue to reinforce, agitate the problem with possible scenarios that they may be living or that they will encounter if recommended changes are not established. This is where you are continuing to educate them about what goes on in the industry, in the world that you are a part of. It's not necessarily saying, buy this, hire me, do this, do that. There are invitations in there. You know, like I always have an invitation for people to talk to me in my emails. But it's you know, like way at the bottom somewhere. They don't necessarily see that as a featured message every time. You see what I mean?
Okay, I understand. So it's almost like a mini newsletter where you're putting out news about the subject in regards to how what you're offering them could help them.
Exactly. And in fact, this is the newsletter.
Okay.
By email, I mean, maybe you could handwrite that in. It never occurred to me to use that word, thank you. Would you all like me to redo this and put the word newsletter in there and send you a new one, or are you okay with handwriting it in yourself?
Yeah.
I'll write it right in there.
Let me just handwrite it in.
Yeah.
Okay, but thank you, Steve. I completely forgot about that. So I think you got the gist of it, right, Steve?
I sure do now.
Okay, great. All right, so now we're going to move into you taking a few minutes and reflect upon, because this is going to be your home play, is to send out to your list. And Steve, for you, you know, send it out to your family and friends, your relatives. Send it out to people that you have any kind of email address for, who like you and who you like them.
Okay.
Okay? I don't care if you send it out to 10 people, but you can still do this exercise, all right?
Sure.
Send it to
and
us.
I really,
and send them to
us. Send it to us. Exactly. Exactly. Send it to us. Send it to your Facebook friends.
Okay.
Send it to anybody that you have an email address to who knows who you are so that when they get it, they know it's you. Okay?
I understand.
So what I'm going to be asking you to think about right now and to write some notes is your invitation. Now, your invitation is for them to, well, all of you have the invitation for people to receive a free gift and to talk to you. In your case, Steve, the free gift is for them to listen to your video where you're talking about an introduction into the world of the Passion Test. That is your free gift, your initial free gift, as well as for them to talk further about their passions and their challenges and, you know, what's missing in their life, right?
Yes.
So what I'd like you all to get clear about is the difference between what is it and what is it all about. So what is it is viewing a video. What is it about? That's where you can do a bunch of bullet points that speaks to their pain. And then what's in it for them is an opportunity to talk with you so that they can have a chance to analyze and really evaluate, well, where are they with regards to this topic that you're presenting to them? Okay, does that make sense, everybody?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And part of what is it is an action for them to take to talk with you. So what is it is a video presentation and an invitation for you to talk with me. What is it about? And then you flesh in your particular industry. So I'm going to give you a few minutes. I'll give you a warning when it's ready to stop, and then we'll go around the room so that you're all really clear about what you're going to say in your email / newsletter. Okay, any questions before I stop talking here?
No.
No questions? Okay, great.
No.
Okay. Okay, you ready to go over this?
Yes.
Great. Okay.
Mary, good. How about you, Barb?
Well, I don't want to be first.
Do you need a minute?
Yes, please.
Okay, let me know when you're ready. How about now, Mary?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, great. All right, so before I forget, before we do that, Steve, I just want to point something out to you, then we're going to come back to this. On our Facebook group, there is a post that has a graphic, "Welcome to my blog." I know you saw it, right, Steve?
Yeah, I've seen all the blog.
Excuse me, what?
On the Summer Soul Radiant Success website, yeah, I've seen everything posted up there.
Do you see the graphic that says, "Welcome to my blog"?
I do. I'm looking right at it.
Okay. What that thread is for all of you to please post the URLs to the article blog that you wrote earlier on in the course so that I can comment on it and not have to go searching around for them. And if you don't have a URL, I don't imagine that you do, then for you to upload the document there again or upload it again somewhere so I can easily see it. Okay, Steve, you understand?
I do, yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, who wants to go first? I'm sorry, what, Steve?
You're talking about the 300-word article.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. Perfect, yes. Okay, who wants to go first? You're answering those three questions. What is it? What's it about? What's in it for them? Who wants to go?
Well, I will.
Thank you, Mary.
So, what is it? I have a video invitation, and I have laid out a presentation on the video as well as on the landing page inviting them to a session with me. And I'm talking about how writing has impacted their lives, and asking them the question if they have ever written something that changed somebody else's life, and planting the seed for them to think about what if your writing, your story could impact thousands of lives.
Okay, my suggestion on that, unless I didn't hear you correctly, is you're going to ask them if they read anything that so inspired and changed their life for the better. And then, and then have you ever thought about how important your life could be to somebody else? Is that what I, was that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. So what is it about? It is about what? How you can change other people's lives for the better.
That your story matters, but you have to get your story out there.
Right.
So that you have an impact.
Yes. So what it is about is your story can change people's lives. You are needed. That's what it's about.
Okay.
And you can also include that it's about how writing a story based on you having had the experience of reading somebody else's story can uplift and help you in the most critical moments of your life, right? Something like that.
Yes.
And what's in it for them? What would you answer to that?
What's in it for them is the opportunity to discover their story worth writing, and writing their unwritten story with the support of someone who understands the chatter, the inner critic that is telling them nobody wants to hear this.
Good. And okay. Yeah.
Yes.
And so what's in it for them is neutralizing or bypassing or managing the inner critic that says you're not important enough.
Mm. Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you for going first. Who wants to go next?
Okay, I can go. So as far as what it is, the passion test is a wrote down.
No. What you're answering there is, what is it? What it is a video describing the passion test and an invitation for us to talk. That's what it is.
Okay, so it's a video describing...
Presentation.
Describing the program designed to help identify your passions and connect to the power of ritual and take meaningful action toward living your unique life design.
Okay, now that's what it's about. That's what it's about. What it is this invitation is an invitation for you to view a video about the passion test and the importance of you and your passions. Period. And to have a conversation with me. That's what it is.
Okay.
And then what it's about is where you were going next.
With being
when I cut you off.
What's it about? A comprehensive program designed to help identify your passions and connect to the power of ritual, taking meaningful action toward living your unique life design. And what's in it for them is a program to help answer questions that they might be having if they're ready for a new direction. It feels like something.
Well, it's not a program. It's not a program yet. What it is an opportunity to talk to you first.
Okay.
What's in it for them is the opportunity to discuss their most heartfelt passions and the things that are just not feeling right in their life by coming to talk with you.
I see. So the whole point of this is just to get them to talk to me.
Yes. Yes, that's a good question. Does everybody understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Just to tweak, pique their interest to say, I feel like I want to talk to you about these about the issues.
Yes, what's in it for them is an opportunity to evaluate how their life is just not meaningful enough. There isn't enough buzz. There isn't enough joy, meaning, passion.
Oh.
And what's in it for them is a chance to discuss that, the meaningfulness of their life and how you can help them have an even more passion-rich life.
I see. This is just the first step to get them into that conversation to really just start to, as you talked about before, you know, talk about the problems and how what I can offer them will help them.
Exactly. So for everybody, what's in it for them is coming to talk to you and the value that that would give them.
Okay.
Okay, is that clear? Okay,
yeah,
let's just Yeah, good. I'm glad you know, that was helpful for all of us, Steve. Thank you. Okay, Barb, go. Barb?
Yeah, I
know.
This is a video about...
I can't hear you. Did you move your phone or something?
No. This is a video about copyright in our daily lives and an invitation to talk about how that's important to all of us. And I don't really like that statement because, you know, who cares?
Wait a minute. If you don't like it, then don't say it. So go back and say what you want. What is it? It's a video presentation and an opportunity to talk to you. What is it about? Let's take it from there.
How copyright in the digital age affects all of us every day. How we're all...
Gorgeous! Go ahead.
How we're all...
And its importance that they be compliant... Or else, you know,
you.
however you want to word that, right?
Right. Yes, that, and maybe a couple of examples of everyday people.
That you could put in what's in it for them.
Yeah, it's harder for me because this doesn't lend itself so well. Like we talked before, it's not so sexy, and it's hard.
No. Don't even go there. Just write about the fact that for people who need copywriting guidance, you know, the repercussion is very costly, terribly costly. So go at it from there. Don't even go in the other direction. All right? Do you promise?
I promise. If you have a web page, if you have a blog.
Okay, no, you don't have to do any of that. You don't have to go that deep. What's in it for them is simply, if you are dealing with copyright materials and copyright formats, then this is an essential body of information for you to have to avoid penalties and potential devastation to your business.
Right.
That's it. What is it about? You could say, you know, when you could go where you just said before, that, you know, web pages, articles, graphics, blah blah blah, have the requirement for copyright compliance. That's what it's about. And for you to be educated as to what the guidelines of those compliance are, right?
Right.
That's it, bottom line. Does that help you, Barb?
Yes, very much.
Okay, yes. Great. Okay, so if you have any other questions about this, then just put this in the Facebook group. And I would like each of you to write a draft of your email as quickly as possible and upload it for all of us to read before you send it out. And tag us, and everybody, including you, Steve, please watch your notifications so that if somebody posts their draft, that you see it and give them immediate feedback, because they have to send this out before our next session, which is Monday the 29th, right?
All right.
So I need you to really be supportive of each other on this. Make sure that it's clear, that it's not wordy and rambling, and to just be there to give them feedback about all these components of their email that they're going to send out.
So
is that clear?
Yes. What would be a ballpark of, like, say, how many sentences or how many, you know, approximate words, like a paragraph?
No, it would be, that's a good question. I don't know how to answer that. Let's just have you do it and keep it as succinct as possible, because you know people's attention span is very limited. When they read something, they want to be able to read it fast. It's not a blog article. It's not a 300-word educational piece. It's a notification. I'm inviting you to do this. This is what you're going to get. Come over here to this page. Click.
Okay.
Okay, so for homework, real quick, I want to make sure that you give us an update about how you're doing with your intolerables. I just posted a thread for you to give us an update on your latest intolerable that you had been working on from X number of sessions ago. Does everybody see what I just put up there?
Yes.
And because we want you to have your intolerable handled, resolved, poof, it's gone by Monday. Now, if you have a problem, then ask for help. If you need to renegotiate the intolerable that you're working on so that it can be completed by Monday, then write an update on what the new intolerable is. Okay, we want completion by Monday, all right?
All right.
Yes.
That's the intolerable. Okay. The same thing is true on your completion project. I'll set up another thread for that with another graphic. We want you to have your declared completion project completed by Monday. And if for any reason it's not going to happen, then renegotiate it and define for us what your completion project is so we can celebrate with you on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right.
Okay.
And your home play, in addition to that, is for you to continue to talk to the soul essence of your project. And I'm giving you another conversation with your soul or the soul essence of an intention, which we'll write out for you in the home play summary that we'll post here. And this one is for you to be asking your business, the soul essence of your business. In your case, it would be, Steve, the soul essence of whatever your intention is so that you feel like your life is moving forward. You don't have a palpable business yet like Barb and Mary do, but you know what you don't want, and therefore you need to get clearer and clearer about what would make you feel like your life is moving forward creatively. That you come up with has a soul essence to it. Is this making sense, everybody?
It is.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so your home play is to ask your soul essence of your business or of your creative success project, Steve, for you. And again, it's going to be posted for you in our summary home play post. Here are the three questions. Question number one. What can I do today to bring my business forward? What can I do today to bring my business forward? And you're going to write the answers in your journal. And I would like you, I'm encouraging you to do this every day, including today. We're going to get the recording up right away. The home play review will be up tomorrow. Question number two is, what message do you have for me today to be the person that I need to be to receive my success? What message do you have for me today to be the person that I need to be to receive my success? The next question is, what should I do next after this course to keep moving forward towards the success that I desire? What should I do next after this course to keep moving forward towards the success that I desire? And you have to be clear for yourself what that success is so that you know when you have arrived. So if you say, my success is to feel better about my life, that's not going to be enough. You have to be clear, measurable. Okay, does that make sense to everybody?
Yes.
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 So I will put those journal questions up myself tonight, and then we'll do the rest of the home play summary tomorrow. But tonight you'll have the replay and download on your Summer Soul Radiant Success webpage, and then in the Facebook group I will post those questions right away.
Okay.
And of course, if you have any questions, especially since our last course is just a few days from now, our next class, just keep asking questions in the Facebook group. And let's conclude by what you loved about today's call. Who wants to go first?
Well, I'll go. Sasha, you just give such clear direction and information here. Just everything that we need to get this up and running. It's full of information, but more than that, you've been so successful yourself in what you've put up, like in your website and everything. So it's just a powerful guide to getting this up and running. I appreciate it.
Wonderful.
I just want to apologize to everybody for being late today, by the way.
Thank you. I'm glad you made it. Thank you, Steve. Who'd like to go next?
Well, I agree with Steve.
I will. Go ahead, Barb.
I agree with Steve that there is so much meat and firm direction, and when you ask us to apply it and share it and so that we can get immediate feedback, that's really special. Thank you.
You mean feedback from the rest of the people in the group?
Well, yes, and our you know, what is it? What's it about? Why is it important? Having us actually do that and rehearse that.
Oh, yes, great, great. Good, I'm glad that worked for you. Thank you, Barb.
Yes, all of the above and the clearness of the step-by-step and breaking it down, it makes it much more palatable, and that it's not, oh, we're going to send out an email sequence. It's, this is how it gets broken down. So that's fabulous.
Good. Yay. Okay, well, go forth and conquer, everybody. And thank you always for being willing to stay late. You know, that's my learning curve, is how to get all this stuff in. You know, so you've all been so wonderful about that. So, because I haven't made, I think I've been 50-50. 50 I've ended on time and 50 I haven't. So, all right, everybody, much love to you. Use the Facebook group this week especially. And Steve, don't forget to upload your article for me and everybody else. Just give me the link to your blogs. I'll get to it tomorrow. And much love as always. Night-night.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Night.